With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The White House is proposing drastic cuts to the State Department budget and funding for international organizations.
The White House Office of Management and Budget has proposed gutting the State Department budget by almost 50%. That would include slashing the number of diplomatic staff and closing a number of overseas diplomatic missions. It would also eliminate funding for nearly all international organizations, including the United Nations, many of its agencies, and for NATO headquarters. The proposal was presented to the State Department last week, and officials familiar with it say it must still go through several rounds of review before it gets to lawmakers. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the federal government is freezing more than $2.2 billion in grants and contracts to Harvard University. The Ivy League school says it will not comply with a list of demands from the Trump administration as part of its campaign against anti-Semitism. A House Democrat sides with President Trump on his tariff policy. Bernie Bennett has the details.
Democrat Representative Jared Golden of Maine has supported President Trump's tariff policies in a pro-Trump district where he has won multiple close elections. As a prominent advocate, he urged the administration to maintain its tariff agenda despite resistance from a handful of Republicans and House Democrats. Golden also introduced legislation to establish a universal 10% tariff on all imports, arguing that this could reduce trade deficits and benefit American families. Golden said in a statement, quote, "I'm pleased the president is building his tariff agenda on the foundation of a universal 10% tariff, like the one I propose in the Build USA Act. This ring fence around the American economy is a good start to erasing our unsustainable trade deficits." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Then on Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow up 53 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 39. This is SRN News. Arkansas strikes a blow for religious freedom.
Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has signed a bill that will allow Christian adoption and foster care agencies to place children only with heterosexual couples. In other states, the government won't do business with any agency that refuses to place kids with homosexuals, and Arkansas is taking a stand against that. Alliance Defending Freedom says Arkansas is to be commended, adding, quote, "Every child deserves a loving home that can provide them stability." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The State Department has issued an appeal for its employees to report instances of anti-Christian bias that may have occurred during the Biden administration. That includes formal or informal actions due to opposition to vaccines or personal pronoun choice. Secretary of State Rubio asked that staffers report any perceived discriminatory actions taken against Christians or employees advocating on their behalf between January 2021 and January 2025. This is SRN News. The Trump administration pulling nearly $64 million in support for a controversial Dallas to Houston bullet train project.
Monday, the U.S. Department of Transportation announced that it would terminate a $63.9 million grant for the project led by Texas Central, the company behind the planned high-speed rail line. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy called the project a waste of taxpayer funds. In a statement, DOT said the project was originally announced as a purely private venture. But as the cost estimates dramatically ballooned, the Texas Central Railway proposal became dependent on Amtrak and federal dollars for development work. Texas landowners were against the project due to the planned use of eminent domain to obtain the land. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A 5.2 magnitude earthquake shook Southern California Monday, swaying lines and rattling cups off shelves, but officials reporting no major damage. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.